Hi, Rocky Biasi here with an Accidental Counselling news update. I love travelling around Australia presenting the Accidental Counsellor training for many reasons, and here's two. Firstly, it's just terrific meeting all the wonderful teachers and other professionals who attend the training, working really, really hard to make a difference for the people in their care. And it gives me a chance to catch up with family. So I have cousins and relatives in Melbourne, and it was great to catch up with them when I presented the Accidental Counsellor training in Melbourne. So during the Accidental Counsellor, the two-day training is structured in these three ways. Firstly, I stand there in front of the group and I'm presenting and teaching the concept. And then I demonstrate the concept when I ask one of the attendees to come to the front, and we'll just role play. They can take on the role of a student or a parent or any client, and we'll just role play for 5 minutes. So everyone who is at the training gets to see live me demonstrate what I've just been talking about. The best part for me then is when everyone teams up in groups of three, and I come around and I just listen in and just do small coaching in those groups of three. People get to practice and experience the skills. So that's the format of the two-day Accidental Counsellor training. The major focus of the Accidental Counsellor training is solution-focused brief therapy. And solution-focused brief therapy has a focus on the client's strengths rather than weaknesses. Here we look for possibilities. That's because we know that creating a vision of a solution acts as a catalyst for bringing it about. So during the training, I provide the attendees with different techniques and questions that can help them work with their client so that the client can create this possible vision of where they'd want to go. And here's an example of how we do that. We might ask something called the exception question. The exception question gives hints towards a possible solution. Rather than analyzing why a student may not be doing what they should be doing in a classroom, we ask an exception question looking for times when they have done what they needed to do in the classroom. So as an example, a student might come and say, I'm always being picked on by the teacher, I'm being kicked out of class, and it's unfair, and you know, the student can go on with their complaining and blaming. And oftentimes we can get caught as teachers in that accidental counsellor role that we have often by saying, well, you must have done something, you need to take responsibility for your behaviour. What's much better is to say to them, tell me about a time when you did go to that class and it worked really well for you. Tell me a time when you went to that class and it was lots better than what you're telling me about right now. What did you do on that day? What happened next? Asking those types of questions, looking for exceptions, gets the student or the client that we're working with to start constructing the vision of a possible solution. Usually, there's been exceptions to the problem in the past. So I hope that that has reminded some of you who have attended the Accidental Counsellor training about the exception question. And for those of you who are looking to come, you can find out more at www.accidentalcounsellor.com, more about the dates and towns of where we may be visiting and presenting the Accidental Counsellor in 2013. Thank you.